teamed up with Lennox to install a brand new energy-saving system for you for a price of $2,895. That's right, a full heating and cooling Lennox system installed in your home for less than $3,000. Call Gelmish & Sons today for your free estimate. Big Red Trucks, Mike Shannon approved. Gelmish & Sons has been in the business since 1950, the family business of heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. It's that family you trust since 1950. For a full Lennox system, $2,895, Gelmish & Sons or gelmishandsons.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
St. Louis FC takes on Toronto FC 2 on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock.
Hear it live on KTRS, brought to you by Dobbs Tire. With locations all over town, you're in, up, fixed, out at Dobbs.
Hi, Martin Kilcoin here. Join Randy and myself broadcasting live from the Furniture Outlet in Bridgeton. That's Thursday, the 21st of May. They're geared up for the Memorial Day sale with bargains on everything from kitchen tables to mattresses to bedroom sets, all at big savings. The Furniture Outlet, a half mile west of 70 on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, just minutes from anywhere. It's the Martin Kilcoin Show at the Furniture Outlet in Bridgeton, Thursday, May 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
Magic. All right, folks, it's talent day. Come on. We have a wide open hour here. You know you're talented. You know you can do it. You might win this whole thing. You say, what is the whole thing? Let's review the grand prize for the person we deem to be the most talented. And it may take a while. It may not happen for a year or two. As long as the talent keeps coming, here are the prizes. A signed joke CD. I think it's 26 jokes on the CD, just as they were aired. Me telling jokes, 26 of them, signed by me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know what that's worth? Next, a harmonica. Not just any harmonica. The exact same harmonica you have heard and enjoyed as Dan Strauss has played many of your favorites. That harmonica. Yeah. And it'll be signed by the harmonica general of the United States, Dan Strauss. And then the third prize, a picture of a woman with really big, beautiful breasts. And that will be signed by the breast expert of the United States, Eon the Peon. Wow. He will choose the photo. You still have that one that I gave you as a
senior. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it won't be top, more, though. It won't be topless. We're not into soft porn.
No.
She'll be clothed, but she'll be wearing something very tight. And I might add, if you'd like to be, you could actually be part of the prizes if you want to send us a photo of you in something tight or wet, and you're very well endowed up there. And you give us your permission, we might use your photo as part of the prize. And what a compliment.
What an honor.
I'll say what an honor. Good word. What an honor. So those are the prizes. And it may get bigger. We may add to the prize package. All that and all you had to do was call the numbers I'm about to give you and entertain us for about a minute, maybe. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550. KTRS. I'm going to give you a bonus joke right now because I've been sent this joke by about 7 people in the last week. So I thought, okay, I'll tell it. Please don't email me about it being political. A lot of jokes are. It's just a joke. It's a Dear Abby. And here's what it says. Dear Abby, my husband is a liar and a cheat. He has cheated on me from the beginning. And when I confront him, he denies everything. What's worse, everyone knows he cheats on me. It's humiliating. And since he stopped working about 6 years ago, he hasn't even looked for regular work. All he does is smoke cigars, cruise around, and shoot the bull with his buddies while I have to continue to work. Since our daughter went away to college, he doesn't even pretend to like me. He even hints that I may be a lesbian. What should I do? Signed, Clueless. Abby says, Dear Clueless, grow up and dump him. Good grief, woman. You don't need him anymore. You're running for president of the United States. Get it? Yeah, of course you do. I see we have a name on the screen. The name is Joe. Joe, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Frank. So you said you began sitting there like wet and well endowed. So if I put a wet washcloth around my erection, will you take that one? No.
What was that?
Nah, I don't know. Somebody.
Okay. He's trying to be funny. He thought he was funny.
Edit that out.
Somebody playing on the phone.
Edit that out. Okay. No, people will never hear that. Here's what they'll hear. All right, let's go to our first caller, and that'll be Dave. Dave, welcome. How are you?
Good evening. I'm AM into PM.
Well, thank you. It's close enough to say good evening, and that'll happen in about an hour and 40 minutes. Are you calling for the talent show?
I most certainly am. This is Dave from Hazelwood with my weekly joke.
Oh, that's right. Goodness, Dave, how many times have you tried to become a finalist? What is this, like your seventh or eighth try?
A couple of weeks ago, I told you five, but I think that was only the fourth one. So this would be number six.
Okay. Have we ever taken your phone number?
You offered to one time, but I declined because I heard the harmonica player and the singer that are in first place.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I know I don't have a chance, but you did offer to take my number.
Well, maybe you'll have a chance today. Folks, so once again, you got to give this guy credit. From Hazelwood, Missouri, here is Dave. Dave, what are you going to do, tell a joke?
Well, actually, I have something a little different this week.
Oh.
I would like to recite the speech that Groucho Marx gave before the opera began on a night at Marx Brothers, a night at the opera.
All right.
That would be okay.
Yeah, well, about how long is it?
Oh, it's like eight sentences.
Oh, my
sentences.
Goodness. Yes, absolutely. Well, now with reciting a speech, are you reading this or did you memorize it?
Well, I have it written down, but I'm going to try to do it from memory.
Are you going to do this as Groucho Marx or just as your regular voice?
I'm going to try to do a little bit of Groucho.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
Not only a recitation, but an impression. This is two talents in one. Dave, the stage is yours. Take it away.
Okay, just to set this up real quick.
Uh-huh.
Groucho and Margaret, is it Margaret Dumont?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Are in the balcony. The opera's about to begin. Now, she did not get any of the jokes from these movies. She really was that stuffy woman that she played in the movies. After they'd do a scene, she'd go to Groucho and ask him to explain the jokes to her because she didn't get it.
That sounds like my wife.
So she turns to Groucho and says, "Would you like to say a few words before the opera begins?" And this is what Groucho says. "Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that takes in most of you. This is the opening of a new opera season. A season made possible by the generous checks of Mrs. Claypool. I'm sure the familiar strains of Verdi's music will come back to you tonight. And Mrs. Claypool's checks will probably come back in the morning. Tonight marks the American debut of Rodolfo Lassipari. Signor Lassipari comes from a very famous family. His mother was a well-known bass singer. His father was the first to stuff spaghetti with bicarbonate of soda, thus causing and curing indigestion at the same time. And now, on with the opera. Let joy be unconfined. Let there be dancing in the streets, drinking in the saloons, and necking in the parlors. On with the show!" I hear crickets.
No, that's
no,
clapping.
That's clapping. Yeah, that's
sporadic clapping.
We turn a microphone in our annex where we have about 600 people who sit there and they watch the show on a monitor on channel 12.2, and two of them are clapping. Dave.
Two of them. Yeah, okay.
Now, you had indicated you're going to try to do Groucho's voice. That's the worst Groucho Marx I've ever heard.
Except for about one line, I didn't do very good on that.
I like a man who can take criticism and admit that maybe wasn't his best performance. Dave, once again, we will not be taking your number.
All righty.
I'm sure we'll hear from you next week. I look forward to it.
I will try.
I thank you, Dave.
Thank you guys very much. Enjoy the show.
Dave deserves a round of applause. Yeah. This guy, he won't give up. Maybe there'll be a consolation prize for most effort put out.
Say the secret word when the duck comes down.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Nothing.
Steve, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
I'm having a fantastic day. Are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, sir, I am.
And what is your talent?
I actually called in a couple months ago and sang "Oh Canada."
I remember that.
But today I'm going to try to tell a joke, if I could.
Of course you can. It's wide open. It's a talent show. And what part of town do you live in?
I live in Ware, Missouri.
Ware?
Ware again?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
How do you spell it? W-A-R-E?
Yes, sir.
I've never heard of it. Where the heck is it?
It's about 15 miles past Hillsboro.
Have you ever heard of it?
Wow, no.
What is it?
Was it like 100 people or something?
What's it called?
Who's on first? Abbott and Costello. What's it called? No, where?
Oh, where?
No, that's it. Yeah. Okay, so Ware, Missouri, and you are going to tell a joke. And I'm dispensing with the, you know, sexual orientation. I'll just ask you, are you single? Are you married?
I'm married.
Okay, you happy about it or are you miserable?
I'm the head of my household.
There you go.
As head of his household.
So you're happy.
Yeah,
I need to jump in here with a traffic bullet.
Right, Steve, it's all yours. The stage is yours here now with the joke from Ware, Missouri. What the heck is that?
I said I need to jump in here with a traffic bullet.
Oh, man, I'm really sorry, Steve. I looked over and Dan's not here. That means he's down in the KTRS Traffic Center. We go there now live. Dan, what's going on?
Thank you so much, Frank. We are live down here in the Traffic Center. Apparently, we just had a KTRS listener call, and eastbound Highway 30 is closed just east of Sugar Creek. There's a motorcycle accident there, and the Arch helicopter has landed. So eastbound Highway 30 closed east of Sugar Creek right now.
Right,
Tim Wiley will have more.
While you're down there, say hi to Chantel. She is our newest member of our traffic team.
Okay.
And doing a great job. Come back up here.
Chantel says
Steve, thank you for putting up with that. And now, once again, center stage here with the joke is Steve. Take it away, Steve.
Thank you. A lady walks into a hardware store. In fact, it's one of those old hardware stores with the pickle barrel and the hardwood stores, and she's got an antique jewelry box in her hand, and one of the hinges is broken. So she walks up to Ned and says, "Ned, I've been looking all over the place for a hinge for this antique jewelry box that my mother left me, and they tell me you probably could find it for me." Ned said, "Well, let me take a look at it, and let me see what I can do." So he goes in the back with the jewelry box, and you hear him throwing stuff around back there, and every once in a while he'll stop and say, "Nope, that's close, but that ain't it." So the whole time she's looking around the hardware store, looking at the toasters and the mops and the brooms, and, you know, things women are supposed to be looking at. And finally Ned comes out with this hinge about half an hour later and shows it to her, and she says, "My God, I knew that you would find that hinge. They said you would." He said, "Yep, I knew I would, too." So he hands her the hinge and starts to ring around. He says, "Oh, by the way, you want a screw for that hinge?" She said, "No, but I'll give you a Monica for the toaster."
I like the way you use it. You know, it's great that the word Monica has become BJ. He got a Monica. That was very well done. Hang on, Steve. We have a conference, okay? Steve, we'll take your phone number.
Thank you very much. I'm in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hang on, and Dan will take that number. Thank you for playing or for participating in the call. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
There he goes. I knew that joke, and that's a good joke.
I figured you did.
And there's a crude, vulgar way to tell it with other words in it, but I like that's a talent in itself, cleaning it up so it's PG rated. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. as Dan takes names and puts them on the screen. I will tell you that my wife subscribes to, I don't know about other women like Pion, your wife, or my wife subscribes to, and I'm going to give you a conservative estimate, 600 magazines, okay? Oh. Magazines everywhere.
She's one of the few keeping them still in business. I don't know who subscribes to magazines.
Women's this, women's that, home this, home that, in shape magazine.
Does she, watch her read them?
Oh, yeah.
She reads them all.
She reads them. They're heavy. If you stack up a bunch of women's magazines, they weigh a ton.
It's 95% advertisements in them.
We're probably eventually going to have the foundation jacked up on our house because our house is going to settle in the room where all
these magazines. Just use the magazines.
Now, one of the magazines she subscribes to, and I don't know why, is Men's Health Magazine.
Oh.
I see it. It comes every month. Men's Health. And here's the cruel thing that she does. She'll cut out articles or circle and leave them out for me.
Oh, boy.
With an arrow, like, read this. And it's always about something
trying
I'm not
to get in shape.
Yeah,
and,
something I'm not doing. I'm not eating right. So here I tore this out and I brought it in from Men's Health, and it's an article about men getting up in the middle of the night to pee. Now, I don't think when I was young I got up ever in the middle of the night to pee. I just didn't.
No, but doesn't it seem like the older you get, it's like two or three times a night?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I get up at least twice a night.
Yeah,
night.
I don't every night.
You will.
Yet. Once in a while,
yeah,
I
you
do.
You will.
But yeah, not once a night.
Trust
yet.
Me. You will.
No, I know it's
so here's this article, and let me just share this with you. It says, the headline is, "You're half asleep and gotta pee." That's the title of the article. And she leaves this for me. I'll read you the first. It says, it's 2 a.m., nature just issued an unexpected wake-up call. You trudge to the can, groggy, packing a load of anatomical super soaker. When you reach the bathroom, which is perhaps illuminated only by a nightlight, you're faced with two options. Do you try to stand and deliver without spraying everywhere, or do you go for the unmanly butt bow and pop a squat?
Oh, wow.
Please have a seat. And then it just goes on to say, when a man gets up in the middle of the night, he should sit down to pee. I don't have a problem with that. I get that because it is true. You don't turn on a bunch of bright lights. Because first of all, if you do, your eyes, it's so bright. So you pee kind of in the dark.
I sit down because I'm tired.
Well, you're half asleep.
Yeah. I just go and I sit down and I'm tired and I'm done and I go back to bed.
And it says, too, that not only is it dark, but you're kind of disoriented. You're sort of asleep. Groggy, you're not really, so your aim is not good. And I kind of get it. And I will say this, too. I know two men that I've known in my life who always sit down to pee. Every time, I mean, day or night, middle of the day, they sit down. And I don't think anybody would mind that I say that. My father-in-law, my late father-in-law, was one of the greatest guys I've ever known. He did that because I don't care how dead center you think you are in the bowl, there's splatter. There just is.
Right.
And then here's the other problem. Let's say you're dead center. The angle is perfect. There's very little side splatter. No man has ever gone for very long. And years ago, I did a whole segment on what I call the dreaded splitter.
Oh.
Where you pee in two directions. Now, this usually happens if earlier in the evening you've had pleasurable relations.
Right.
There's something that happens there with some dry blockage.
It happened with Jim Carrey, didn't it?
Yes.
Myself and Irene.
Now, you got to make a decision. Is the left stream going to go in and the other one out on the floor and the edge of the, or is the right? This is the stuff men have to deal with.
Yeah. Or you're hoping that one of the streams hits the sink.
No, I didn't hope that.
Okay.
Only Dan would have thought of that.
Oh, it's all plumbing.
So there you go, gentlemen. If you want to keep your wife from yelling at you because you've made splatter or you let, drops on the rim of the thing, just sit down. There's the answer. The problem with that is, have you ever been so tired you sat down and you fell asleep?
No, I've never fallen asleep on the toilet.
In the middle of the night if you're really sleepy.
Yep, I have.
But I really, that's one of the things about getting old. I don't like having to get
my
up.
My legs
like
fall
that.
Asleep, but I won't fall
no,
asleep.
No, we talked about that off the air yesterday. Pion and I had a conversation about sitting there. And after it happened to me yesterday. And the reason it happened is I'm on the phone. And you, while you're on the phone, you don't want the other person to hear this. So you just stay, you sit there. And then the conversation goes on. And the next thing you know, from the back of your legs down, it's numb. There's no feeling. Now you get up and you fall. You can't stand up because your legs are asleep.
No, it happened yesterday. I was in there, and then they of course fell asleep, and then I was out walking around. And Angela, my wife, goes, "Why are you walking weird?"
I passed
my
out.
My legs were asleep.
Why are you walking so funny?
Wait, hold on. You passed out on the toilet?
Yeah,
that's what Elvis did to kill him.
I know. I passed out one time. I did not even start doing anything. I sat down. And all I remember, I thought I kind of fell asleep or something, but I fell into the bathtub, tore the whole shower curtain down on top of me.
What the heck?
What is that about?
And no one could get in the door because I was blocking the door, and all they saw was my butt sticking up in the air in the bathtub through
the
mirror.
That's a great sight, I bet.
Oh, I bet it was.
And what was the problem? What happened? Did you find out why you...
No.
When was it?
You never knew?
Oh, no, this was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, maybe. This is probably going to sound weird, but it's really not, because if people are honest, they'll agree with me. One of the things I think about is I don't want to die on the toilet.
Yeah.
Because I don't care who finds you. And, of course, the worst would be at work. You die on the toilet at work, because when they find you, your pants are down and who knows what else. And, my goodness, that's... These people that die in their sleep, lucky, lucky, lucky.
Yeah, you would hope.
You go to bed, you don't wake up. This other stuff, people finding you in some weird... here is the other thing.
You have a certain website open.
Yeah.
You know what? Now think about this. There are millions of people who watch porn. There are. Sure. It's just a fact. You imagine you die in the midst of watching that, and you got Mr. Happy out, and one of your kids finds you, and they know exactly what you were doing when you died.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy. But I guess the good news is you're dead.
Or somebody that was seemingly straight and they're watching
gay porn.
Oh. Yeah.
But, again, you're dead, so you can't be embarrassed.
No, you won't know dead. Anything, but right. Your legacy, your legacy
that
is
your
tarnished
legacy.
A bit.
All right, Mike has been very patient. He's been like, Mike, thank you for holding. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Are you calling for the talent show?
Yes, I am. I'm a long-time listener, but is this Open Mic Thursday?
No, it's
kind
Talent
of.
Show Thursday.
But, okay.
But let me check, because it could also be sometimes what we have, what we call doubleheader, where we, you know what it is? It's Open Line Thursday and Talent Show Thursday.
All righty. Well, I've got actually a good joke, and I've got one on myself, and I've got a saying that you would really enjoy.
All right, what is your talent, the joke?
The joke, yes, the two of them. One's on you, one's on me. Not on you.
All right, okay, now, what part of town are you in?
I'm over in Swansea, Illinois.
Swansea, I know it well. I know where Swansea is. What do you do for a living?
I am a retired electrician. I'm an electrical inspector in Fairview. I've been shocked many times, so that kind of explains a lot.
Well, you know what? You do have a good excuse for screwing things up. If you're an electrician, you go, "Sorry, but I got shocked a lot."
Yeah, I agree. So
now you married?
No, actually, I'm separated. Never get married till you're tired of being happy, and then
I've never heard that one before. Never get married till you're tired of being happy.
That's my theme song.
Well, Mike, I'm gonna turn it over to you, folks from Swansea, Illinois. Here's Mike with a joke. Take it, Mike.
Okay, it's late at night, and actually, a little old, disheveled bum type goes walking into a bar around 11:30 at night. You know, and nobody's in the bar, and he's got this big grin on his face. The bartender looks at him, you know, and says, "Hey, why are you so happy?" And he goes in and says, "Well, oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. I was walking home the other night, and, you know, I lived down by the tracks, you know, I'm being a bum. And, I found this girl. It was just like right out of the movies. She was tied to the tracks. I untied her. I took her home. I made love to her every way possible. It was the best night of my life." Okay. The bartender looks at him and says, "Oh, that's great, buddy. What'd she look like?" And he goes, "I don't know. I never did find her head."
I just whispered to Peon while you were telling it. I said, "I know this joke, and it's really bad." I didn't find her head. All righty. Well, okay. You know what? I let's give it a round of applause for a pretty good job. We won't need your phone number.
Yeah.
And what else was it you wanted to do?
Okay, well, I went to the doctor's office the other day, and I was kind of embarrassed because I was in the office, and all of a sudden, "Mike, you're going to have to quit masturbating." And I go, "Well, why?" She goes, "Well, I'm trying to examine you." Okay, yeah.
I actually love that joke. My version's about five times as long, but that's a great joke.
Okay. I got one more thing, Frank.
Okay.
And I just heard this from my neighbor, you know, it was up one night in the sky, and it looked like a comet coming down, and it missed something, but all of a sudden my neighbor goes, "Yeah, good, there wasn't nobody standing up out of that thing."
What just happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
Well, Mike, you're a good sport, and call anytime. We do not need your number, but I
understand.
You were very entertaining. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, I guess it's just a certain sect of people that laugh about a guy having sex with a girl with no hair.
Necrophilia. Yeah, it's tough to,
railroad track.
To put a good spin on
and
that.
And I am in that group because when first time I ever heard it, I laughed like crazy. No. That's sick, I know. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. They put your car back together when you have an accident. Car being a generic term for everything. SUV, truck, you get the idea. And they've been at it for a long, long time. They have 8 locations. Now, what makes a body shop good is not how many locations they have. You can have 15 locations and be mediocre. You can have 1 and be great. They happen to have 8 because of demand for their work. The demand that comes from not only the people in accidents, but their insurance companies. See, if you're an insurance company and you're writing checks, you'd like to think that you're writing checks to have the work done right, because you don't want to have to pay to have it redone because something just wasn't quite right. That's why they love Schaefer. That's why customers love Schaefer. And, you know, beyond the deductible, it's on the insurance company. And you're going to pay the same deductible whether you go to a crappy body shop or a good one. So why not just go to one that's as good as it gets, Schaefer? The other thing you're going to find, in addition to when you get your car back, it's incredible and clean and perfect, is the way they took care of all that stuff that's so frustrating and such a nuisance, in paperwork and making sure that the insurance company is kept in the loop. They do all that. If you have rental car coverage on your policy, they'll take care of that. They'll get you the car. They'll take you to the car. They'll bring the car to you if they have to. Same thing with the wrecked vehicle. If it can't be driven, they'll come and get it. If it's ready and you can't get to it, they'll bring it to you. They're pretty incredible. Schaefer. Remember that name if you have an accident. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They've been with us a long, long time. We appreciate it. We appreciate it when you tell them your AM and the PM. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Got some problems on eastbound Highway 30 right now around Valley Dell, I believe it is. Tim Weiland here with more. Tim?
Dan, we just flew over that, and they've got the left lane open. It is on eastbound 30. It's between New Sugar Creek and Little Brennan. And traffic's backed up about a mile, but just right when we flew over, they opened up the left lane. Motorcycle's up on a flatbed truck, another car involved in it. So look for a delay here for a little bit. Westbound drivers, about a quarter of a mile back up as they slow down to take a look. We just looked at southbound 141, and you're slow from about Helfrich down through Highway 44. Westbound 44, you're running a bit slow now. From Mraz through Bowles, we have an accident reported on eastbound 40 between 170 and Hanley that's blocking the left lane. And then fire crews were called out to, it's probably just an overheated vehicle, but it could be a vehicle fire on southbound 55 before Herculaneum McNutt, getting a backup there. Southbound 270 running slow from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and that's just in pockets. And then downtown eastbound 40 was slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad, stop driving by and staring in their windows. The strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Spend your Saturday afternoon with KTRS. At 1 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management.
This is America's Wealth Management Show. I'm your host, Dean Barber, along with Bud Casper.
Followed at 2 by Retire Worry Free.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Retire Worry Free Show with Stephen Gregg.
At 3, it's Growing Green.
I'm Green Gene Ponzi from the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Followed by Maximize to Living at 4.
My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
Saturday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeff Boulevard and Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence four-way fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. Bear Garden Shop and Kirkwood Material are your local DynaGreen dealers.
It's almost here, and it's celebrating its 14th year. Art on the Square, May 15th through the 17th at Belleville's Public Square. See over 100 artists from around the country and around the world. Meet Tiffany Brooks, HGTV Design Star winning designer, on the Living with Design Arts stage Saturday and Sunday. There'll also be a fantastic array of food and wine available for your enjoyment, along with musical acts all weekend long. Shuttle service is provided from the Shield Street Metrolink station. There's fun for the whole family, and admission is free at Art on the Square.
With over 60 years of service and three generations of serving the St. Louis area, Compton Roofing is ready to help you with a roof replacement or repair. And in St. Louis, you never know what Mother Nature has in store for us. The professionals at Compton Roofing understand roof replacement and insurance claims, so allow them to help. Compton Roofing is locally owned and family operated. Call Compton Roofing at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
St. Louis FC takes on Toronto FC 2 on Thursday, May 14th at 7 o'clock.
Hear it live on KTRS, brought to you by Dobbs Tire. With locations all over town, you're in, up, fixed, out at Dobbs. It's a three-day celebration for your eyes, your ears, and your palate. It's Art on the Square in Belleville, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, with over 100 artists from around the world, fantastic musical and stage performances, and delicious local food and drink. The Inside Out Show with John Shea and Jim McMillan will be broadcasting live on Saturday, May 16th. Join KTRS and American Eagle Credit Union at Art on the Square, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th in downtown Belleville. There's something for everyone at Art on the Square.
I want to share a story with you that happened a couple of weeks ago, but it was not in the news, and I will never understand this, how some stories get so much attention and then others just get ignored, and I think they deserve to be put out there. This happened in Orem, Utah. This was about 2 weeks ago. Woman is screaming in a parking lot at a Macy's store. And a guy who hears it looks over and sees she's being pulled out of her SUV by some scumbag carjacker. He goes over to help her, which takes a lot of guts and may be stupid. But if you're in that situation, what are you going to do? You just stand there and watch a guy maybe even kill this woman? So he walks over, and he's 27, the carjacker. The guy who's trying to help is 31. The carjacker, as this guy tries to intervene, goes after the good guy and lunges at him. Turns out the guy trying to help is a legal concealed carry permit. He pulls his gun, shoots this guy in the chest, and kills him. One less carjacker. That story was never on the news. Did you ever see it?
No.
Never saw it. Now, why is that?
Was that here?
No, it was in Orem, Utah.
Oh.
But why is that not a story? That's a great story. That's a story the whole world should know about, and criminals should know about it. They should hear that. Be careful what you do and where you do it, because lots of people are armed, and they'll take you out if you try to do something like that. But nope, not on the news. Back to the phones. Let's see what we have and what they want. I see blinking lights, but I don't see any names. Now I do. There it is, Robert. Robert, how are you?
I'm fine. AM and PM.
Thank you very much. That's about the best thing you can say to us. Are you calling for the talent show?
No, I have before.
Well, that's okay.
But not this evening.
Well, you can call for anything you want. How can we help you?
I have a question for you. I'd like you to ask Mr. Landoff, the next spot that comes around.
Okay.
And I asked you a question before that you had me ask him. I'm the guy who bought the shotgun.
Okay.
Said, you had me talk to him.
Okay.
And he was talking about Benelli and said, no, this guy wants an entry level. I took your advice, not his.
Remington 870.
877 Nitro Mag Express.
All right. What can we do for you now? What can he do for you?
I would like to know what is really the difference between a GMC Sierra and a Chevy Silverado. I'm going to be in the market probably a year, maybe less, for a new truck.
Okay, here's the answer. Practically none. Okay, I would never talk down a GMC product, okay? But here's the deal. There was a time when there were two Suburbans. You could buy a GMC Suburban or a Chevy Suburban. It was the goofiest thing ever. They were the exact same vehicle, with the exception of some what I call gingerbread cosmetics, okay? Badges were different, little trim different. The GMC full-size pickup and the Silverado are essentially the very same truck. The only reason there is a GMC is years ago, the Buick, Oldsmobile, and Pontiac dealers got upset because they didn't have a line of trucks. But Chevy did. Chevy had a car and a truck. He had Oldsmobile, Pontiac, and we need a truck. So they created GMC so those dealers could be Buick GMC dealers, Oldsmobile GMC, and Pontiac GMC, so they have a truck. But it was General Motors. They provided them with essentially the same exact truck Chevy had, changed the badge, changed a little trim, give a couple of different options. There's your answer. I would prefer you buy the Silverado from Johnny Londoff, because if you buy the other one, you basically bought the same thing. And General Motors does sometimes, to help the GMC name, they'll give them a couple of things they don't give Chevy. For example, they have a Denali. Okay, it's a real jazzed up, gingerbreaded up pickup truck with a couple of things you can't get on a Chevy truck. Other than that, same thing.
That's what I thought. I was wondering also more, since GMC makes the Silverado for Chevy and they make their own Sierra, I know he owns his own lot and everything, but wouldn't the Sierra generally be lower in price?
No.
For the same truck?
No. GMC, on a lot of their stuff, bumps the price up a little bit because they put some little cosmetic goodies on to make it different, just enough difference that they go, we can justify asking. Like, if you buy a Denali, it's going to cost you quite a bit more than just a standard straight pickup truck, either Sierra or Silverado. I would encourage you to drive them both, and then you tell me if there's a dime's worth of difference. The answer is no. They're both great. They're great products, but we prefer you buy the Chevy, of course.
Well, I understand that, and I will tell you, I have bought a new Chevy S10 a good while back from Londoff, and 3 years ago I took my mother there. Better get a Cobalt from Londoff. So that's why I'm leaning towards Silverado and Johnny Londoff.
You go in there and you tell them your AM and the PM, and you tell me which is a better deal, that or the. And real quick, ask Bill if he go in the playoffs. This is important. Here's a really great, true testament as to how these manufacturers make basically the same cars and give them different names. Years ago, there was a Chevy Nova. Do you remember that?
Yes.
There was a Nova, there was an Omega, there was a Ventura, and there was an Apollo. Those were Chevy, Olds, Buick, Pontiac products. They were all essentially the same car because their names spelled Nova. Nova, Omega, Ventura, Apollo, N-O-V-A, and I actually knew two people who bought, let's say, a Nova, and in the course of the assembly line, they got kind of screwed up, and on the glove box, it said Omega. So they had an emblem inside the car that wasn't even the name of the car. That's how much of a duplication one car was of the other. So, hey, good luck shopping. I love car shopping, truck shopping. Make it fun, and at least give Londoff a shot. We'd appreciate it.
Oh, I will. It'll be the third one. Also, you can tell him I took your advice, bought the gun you said to, and not what he said to.
Well, it's like anything else. You can pay a lot of money for a shotgun, but if you're a good shot, you're a good shot, and you're not going to be any better with an expensive shotgun.
Well, I figure you might be able to work that in and use it since. Okay. All thanks, right. Frank.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
So you can come here and learn everything. I can do some business. Can Mr. Cleveland go in the Playhouse, you think? That would be real nice if he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. Precision Coatings. That's a paint company. Dan and Josh and their team of painters. I'm not a painter. I've never really painted. I painted one wall in a house in my entire life, and it was one flat square wall. No corners, no curves, a little tape for the edges, and that was it. And I did an okay job, but not a great job. They use exclusively Sherwin-Williams products. If you know anything about paint, there are a couple of brands out there that are considered the cream of the crop, the best of the best, and Sherwin-Williams is certainly one of those. You know, these people just came on board last week, and they're already getting calls. And I cannot thank you enough for that, because there's a period when an advertiser comes on that's sort of the nervous, is this going to work, is it not going to work? Well, it's already working. And the reason it's working is there's a lot of painting to be done out there. And smart people, most of them know that a lot of people are too old to get on a ladder and paint. You shouldn't be doing that. Some people just don't have any skill. They can't paint. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know which paint to get. They don't know a lot of things. These people do. Their phone number is 636-244-5243. Their name is Precision Coatings. They have a website that is being redone, so it's not up now. They also do deck refurbishing. And if you want to get in touch with them and you get home tonight, get out of the car and go, man, we need to have fill-in-the-blank painted, outside, inside, business, residential, do a lot of residential work. It's as easy as going to frankopinion.com. And when you go there and click on sponsors, there they are, and there's their phone number, 636-244-5243. Precision Coatings. We are thrilled to have them on board. We're working our way up to the Playhouse. This day went pretty fast. I'll thank Paul Harris for understanding that I screwed up and had him come in to fill in for me today when I was here today and I forgot to cancel it.